This is H10, Hanshin Tigers English News, where Hanshin Tigers fans all around the world unite to catch up on the team that put out a CD featuring Thomas O'Malley singing Rocco Oroshi. That's right. Even though he was completely off-key and it sounds awful, there's a CD available for you called Thomas O'Malley's Exciting English. I'm your host, T-Ray. Today is March the 10th, and this is episode 52. Welcome to the show. Well, since it's episode 52, we should talk about Hanshin Tigers number 52. And you might be saying, what? We have a number 52? I don't know who this guy is. Right. Shinya Azuhata. He was drafted several years ago as a catcher. He's still pretty young, like 28 years old or so. Has never, to the best of my knowledge, played on the top team. And probably this year he won't either. Speaking of catchers and the battle for positions, we are going to be talking position battles on today's show. So, stick around and look forward to that. Other than that, we are also going to be talking about the week that was, very briefly, some injury reports, some game reports, just exhibition season and so on and so forth. I was also injured sick for a while, as was my son, and so it's taken me a while to find time, space, and health to do this episode. So I apologize for the delay in that, but stick around. We are going to have a great episode 52 right after this. Right. Well, we are going to do our very first recap of the season, and this one is purely exhibition games. So the first game that we are going to look at is March the 3rd, when Hanshin faced the Samurai Japan National WBC team. And just so you know, in the World Baseball Classic, Japan has been really doing great. I mean, they beat Cuba 11-6, and then they beat Australia, I think the score was 4-1. And so they're 2-0. And, you know, regardless of what happens against China, I think they are moving on to the second round. So it's going to be exciting to see how Japan does moving forward. But before that, before they even got into WBC regular action, they were facing our Hanshin Tigers. And this is how things went down. We put Randy Messenger on the mound, and he did 3 innings of work. He allowed just 1 hit to Yamada, and Yamada was caught stealing, so that was all for him. Messenger looked great. Iwasada came out, did 3 innings. Not quite as dominant as Randy, but still pretty solid. And then we had Mendez come in. He allowed a big home run. I think it was to Shona Nakata. And then after that, we brought in Mateo. He gave up an infield single, which was actually kind of a Toritani error that wasn't called an error. Then he hit a batsman, and then the runners advanced, and then they scored on a grounder. So he really didn't get, you know, lit up or anything, but he did allow a run. And then Dolis came in for the final inning and was clean. And so Hanshin gave up 2 runs. How did they do on the offensive side of things? Well, they started off really strong. Both the first and second inning, they were facing Shota Takeda of the SoftBank Hawks. And in both the first and second innings, they got runners on second and third with no outs. In the first inning, they got 1 run, and that was on a ground out to shortstop by Haraguchi. And in the second inning, they got in 2 RBI single from Yutaro Itayama. And then later in the game, Kento Itohara, our 5th round pick from this past season, he hit a double to the right center gap, and he scored a run. So it was 4-2 for Hanshin. That's right, Hanshin beat the All-Japan team. Obviously, it's exhibition, so it's not like... you know, it doesn't necessarily show the true skill levels of both teams, but it's still good to see Hanshin winning games. The next day, they went up against Team Australia, and I was able to be at that game with my buddy Jacob. It was good times. We had some pretty good seats. We had a great time just chatting about baseball and about life in Japan. And through it all, we watched the Hanshin pitchers just completely dominate Team Australia. Nomi came in for, I think it was 3 innings, and he struck out 6, and then he sat down. Aoyagi came in for 2 innings, and then we had the combination, forgive me, I don't remember the exact order, but it was Shimamoto, Matsuda, Kyuji did the ninth inning, and then one other guy, forgive me, oh, Takahashi, I think it was. So anyways, we did not allow a single run to Australia, and we scored three runs. We got a run in each of the, I think it was second, third, and fourth innings. Nothing spectacular, no big home runs, but once again, Yusuke Oyama, our first round pick, continues to impress after a slow start to spring training. He's been hitting the ball really well, so that was nice to see. So that was a good game. And then we actually started our proper our proper exhibition schedule. So on Sunday, the very next day, we went up against the Hiroshima Carp at Koshien. It was kind of the Koshien opener. And it's pretty cold here in Kansai. If you're not in Kansai listening to this, it's not baseball weather at all. I mean, it's not like, you know, some of the old Montreal Expos games in the early spring where there were, you know, there was a chance of snow or anything like that. But I mean, you know, the wind was whipping pretty hard and it just really wasn't ideal ball weather. Anyways, we put our second round pick, Taiki Ono, on the mound against Hiroshima. And not to say that was a mistake, but he got lit up. I mean, he got lit up bad. He went three innings and allowed four earned runs. And we allowed a couple more runs the rest of the way. They were off of pitchers Yokoyama, who went three innings, one earned run. And then also Iwazaki allowed one final run in the final inning in his one inning of work. On the other hand of things, we only got two runs. By the way, Hiroshima got 14 hits and we got nine. So, I mean, they absolutely killed us in that department as well. But Haraguchi, again, with a couple of RBIs. One was on an actual hit. The other was on a grounder. But that was it. Those were our two runs. So we lose 6-2. Who cares about wins and losses? Obviously, you know, you want to win the games that you're in, right? I mean, whether it's exhibition or not. Because if you win, it means you're hitting well and you're pitching well. And you kind of want to be hitting well and pitching well as you're heading into the season. But, you know, of course, players are also experimenting, trying out different stuff, you know, different stuff with their swing or different stuff with their pitching or whatever, trying new pitches and so on and so forth. So, you know, wins and losses are not, you know, the be-all, end-all, but it is, of course, still nice to win when you're playing a game where there's a winner and a loser. Anyways, the next, 2 days later, this would be March the 7th, so this past Tuesday, we hosted the Yakult Swallows. And we made a mess of them, absolutely made a mess of them. In the second inning, we got seven runs, and it was just like a barrage of hitting. Oyama, Umeno, we got a couple of walks, then Takayama, Toritani, then Haraguchi, Nakatani. So it was just crazy. Seven runs in that second inning, and then we went silent until the sixth inning, and then we got five more runs. And again, it was just a barrage of hits. We had a couple of doubles, like three doubles on the day, no home runs. So it was just like tons of singles. But I mean, it means that the guys are getting their timing down. You know, they're seeing the ball well, they're swinging the bat fairly well. And maybe they're just still not, you know, bringing their big swing, but hopefully they will during the season. As for the pitchers, Iwata started this one and he has been, you know, really shaky at times in spring, but he's also been really good at times. And in this one, he did quite well. He went five innings, allowed three hits, one walk, and one run. And then Mendez came in and gave up a run in his two innings of work. And then Dolis and Mateo closed it off. So our pitchers did fairly well. You know, Iwata is making a case for being in the rotation at the start of the season. However, as we'll see later when we talk about position battles, there's a couple other guys as well that are making equally good cases. So 12-2 final. Good stuff. I mean, the Swallows did get 11 hits, but they only put together two runs on those. We got 14 hits and put up 12. Of course, they're missing Tetsuto Yamada, and of course, they didn't put Ballantyne in the lineup either. So it wasn't their best players. Mind you, we didn't either have Itoi or Fukudome in the lineup. So, you know, maybe it balances out. Anyways, the very next day, we started a series of two games against the Chiba Lotte Marines. This was also at Koshien. And so for the first one, we put Takumi Akiyama on the mound. And in the first inning, we gave him some good run support. We got three runs right off the bat. Again, no home runs, but we got Itohara double, Toritani single, Haraguchi RBI single, and then a Nakatani RBI double. So that was that. Three runs right there. And that was all we got. And the rest of the way, they got two runs. One of them was off of Akiyama, but the run that he allowed was because of two errors, one from Toritani and the other one from Takayama. This was a day that the fielding was absolutely terrible. Toritani with two errors, Hojo with one, Takayama with one, so four errors. Takayama went 0 for 4 with two strikeouts and two get-ups, ground into double plays, so not good stuff for him either. He just had a terrible day overall. Akiyama, though, five innings pitched, one run, unearned, two hits against, no walks, pretty good. Shimamoto came in and allowed his standard home run, so nothing new there. I really don't know why this kid is still getting playing time and getting a chance, because I've never liked what I've seen from him. He always seems to give up a lot of runs, a lot of home runs, a lot of walks. But he's got good stuff, they tell me. He's got good stuff. So, whatever that means. The next day, as I said, we face the same Marines. And on this day, we brought Aoyagi to the mound as our starter. Four innings pitched. No hits. Two walks. That's not bad for him, two walks in four innings. And, you know, as I think about his control issues, you know, if he's allowing that few hits, and again, last year, I think he allowed in 68 innings, he allowed 41 hits. So really not that many, but he also had 48 walks and plunks. So, you know, if you think about it in those terms, of course, you know, you'd like for the walks to come down. But at the same time, if he's not allowing a lot of hits, walks are actually kind of better than hits, because it takes away the element of potential errors or, you know, extra base hits, that kind of stuff. If he's just given them first base and then he's able to control them from there, hey, good on him. Anyways, and in this one, our bats really struggled really badly. We had one hit all game. That's right. Just the one. It was in the fifth inning, and it was by Fumiya Araki, who was playing center field, which is not his natural position. And then we scored a run on a Fumiya Hojo sacrifice fly. So 1-0, and then Dolis gave up a run in the eighth inning off of a couple of hits. So 1-1, and in exhibition play, there's no such thing as extra innings, and so this one ends in a 1-1 tie. So that is the week of the Hanshin Tigers. We're all caught up, and actually today, the 10th, is a day off. We've got two more games at Koshien, the 11th and the 12th. Those will be the Saitama Seibu Lions and then the Yomiuri Giants. And then after that, we go on the quote-unquote road, but it's really not even a super long, well, I guess it is. It's two games at Kyocera against the Buffaloes next week, and then we go six on the road, and then we're back for three more against the Buffaloes at Kyocera, and then the season is ready to start. Anyhow, that was our wrap-up. Hope you enjoyed it. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English. Hot topics. Hot topics. We don't actually have any special interviews this week, unfortunately. I haven't been able to hook up with anybody, so we are going to go straight into news, and part of the news involves injuries. So Eric Campbell, I think we mentioned this on the last show, he's hurt, and actually now his status for opening day is in question, so we don't know what's going on with him necessarily. You know, he's rehabbing on the side, so he's not actually taking place in team workouts, but hopefully he will be back soon. And then we also have Shintaro Yokota, who's still out with some migraine issues or something, or I'm not really sure. I mean, there's been no reports on him for 3 weeks, and so you kind of wonder what's going on there. And I mean, I hope that it's really nothing, and hopefully, you know, he'll be getting better soon, but that's kind of a bit of a surprise. And then Uemoto got hurt a little bit. He took a foul ball off of the left arm, I think it was. That was by Shunsuke. So again, you know, my least favorite player doing damage to one of the players I like. So even more reason to not like Shunsuke, but I know it's just an accident, but you know, too many of these quote unquote accidents, Shunsuke, too many, bad plate appearances. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he is on the opening day roster, not as a starter, but we will get to that on a later show. We are going to talk about roster spots and so on later. In the meantime, on today's show, I would like to talk about the position battles that are going on with Hanshin. So, first of all, it does seem like the shortstop and outfield positions are pretty much determined. Unless there's some kind of major injury, or unless, if Takayama continues to really, blow it in the field, and if his bat isn't coming around, his position is maybe up for grabs, but certainly center field is going to be Itoi and right field is going to be Fukudome. And then shortstop, Kanemoto has basically told Toritani, look, no matter what, you are not going to be playing shortstop to open the season unless you really outplay Hojo. And it's hard to outplay Hojo because he's been getting a hit almost every single game that he has been in. So what about the other positions? We've got first base, second base, third base, catcher, and then even the starting rotation. So this is what we got. We'll start at first base. This is some news that I think I didn't get to report on the last show, but Haraguchi has essentially been moved over to first base. He will not be playing much catcher, although Kanemoto has said there's a chance for him to play some catcher, get some time at behind the plate, but he'll be playing mostly first base. They want to, really make good use of his batting ability, help him to be able to concentrate just on hitting, and then also it takes away from the possibility of injury because his shoulder is maybe not holding up great, and he's always had back injuries as a catcher. So I feel bad. I wish that he could be our starting catcher, and I personally think it's a better move, but you know what? I'm not a baseball coach. I'm just a guy that talks into a microphone. So I'm going to go with Kanemoto and the coaching staff and assume that they have baseball sense and that they deliberated over this for a long time and they didn't just make this as a random decision. So I support it, but alternates at first base would be Nakatani, who also is not a born and bred first baseman. He actually was drafted as a catcher and has since played the outfield. And then Eric Campbell could play first base. He's a natural third baseman, but he could play first and has done decent there. And then also Ryota Arai, if he's given a chance to play on the top roster, he could be a first baseman as well. But it looks like it's going to mostly be Haraguchi. I mean, that's not fully decided, but I can't imagine them not putting Haraguchi in the lineup day in and day out or as much as possible. As for second base, we have had Toritani move over to second base from shortstop. He's played, I think it's 3 games in a row now at second base, including that one game where he made 2 errors. So he's definitely not a natural there. The last time that he actually played second base was during the 2013 WBC. And I don't know. I mean, it might take some getting used to. It may just not be the right position for him, but there's always the chance of moving him over to third base as well, I suppose. Other guys at second base, we've got Hiroki Uemoto, who once again, as I said, he hurt himself, and I don't think it was a major injury, but he's looking for playing time there. Yamato is still not a great bat, but he should be a great defensive replacement at second base. And then also Fumiya Araki, he's decent in the field. He's okay at the plate. He's got good legs, but he's really not, he hasn't made himself stand out. And actually in yesterday's game, he didn't do himself any favors because on a pickoff that was thrown into right field, he should have gone for third base. He should have made that appeal to the coaches, like, look what I can do. But he didn't. He held up and stayed at second. And then he didn't tag up on a deep fly ball where he could have run over to third base. So I really feel like he's playing scared or he's not giving it his all or whatever. By the way, at second base, we also have Nishioka, who should be coming back hopefully by All-Star break. But again, no news on him. And then also this new guy, Kento Itohara, is another possibility, I think. He can play second, he can play short, he can play third. And he's been hitting the ball well during spring training, during exhibition games. So I can see a case for him at second as well. So there you go. The long and short of it is we got Toritani, Uemoto, Yamato, Araki, Nishioka, and Itohara all making a case for themselves. I think the biggest case, though, is the $4 million that Toritani is making. And in NPB, you can't really have a $4 million bench player. Not in my opinion, anyways. I mean, the front office will have issues with that. Let's move on to third base. So originally, the hopes was that Eric Campbell would be our guy. He was supposed to be, the guy that bolsters our hitting lineup, that gives us a little bit more than we had last year. But he hurt his wrist, and we don't know what's going to happen to him as far as coming back. And, you know, I don't want to give in to all the fans crying that I hear. You know, a lot of people saying, oh, he's a bust, whatever, you know, send him home. Shut up, I say, first of all. But secondly, you know, I'm not so sure what kind of impact he's going to have. And I mean, if he's already on a short leash, if he's already kind of worn the fans' patience thin, and maybe even the media and maybe even the coaching staff. I mean, it's tough to say. Hopefully he'll come back and do well, but we just don't know. Replacing him on the top squad is Naomasa Yokawa, who did great on the farm, and he was amazing on the farm last season. But amazing on the farm doesn't translate into necessarily future greatness on the top squad. Some guys just remain farm superstars their whole lives, and hopefully that's not the case with Yokawa, but he hasn't shown, he's only had like 6 or 7 at-bats since coming up, but he hasn't shown much greatness up here. I really feel like the gap between farm ball and top squad ball is, it's greater than the gap between AAA and top level in the major leagues. So in that respect, you know, Yokawa could be like a really solid, you know, AA or AAA player that just is really not major league material, so to speak. Anyways, we've also got Oyama, our first-round draft pick from last year, who's been, you know, swinging the bat better, and he's pretty good on defense as well. I mean, he fields the ball really well. He throws the ball really well. He looks to be one of the better defensive choices out there at third base, you know, plus having a somewhat decent bat, a much better bat than Ryota Imanari, who is also a great defensive choice, but a guy that really doesn't have the swing to provide a lot of punch from the third base position. And then finally, of course, there's always good old Ryota Arai, who is a third baseman by trade, who plays there at times, but he's not amazing on defense. And, you know, when he closes his eyes and swings his bat and makes connection, good stuff happens, but not very frequent. So again, the rundown for third base. Oh, we also have Itohara, who can play there. So, Campbell, Yokawa, Oyama, Imanari, Ryota, and Itohara, 6 guys trying to get playing time there. We'll look at catcher as well, and at catcher we've got Umeno, we've got Sakamoto, and we've got Okazaki. Umeno has actually been turning things around, and he's been getting a lot of playing time during exhibition play. He looks like he's swinging the bat better. I mean, our pitchers, they're putting up good numbers, so I don't know if that means that he is one of the reasons for that, but, you know, he certainly seems to be doing all right. Sakamoto, I think he hurt himself a little bit, and he's down on the farm in what's called the, I think it's called the Kyoiku League or the Ikusei League, Kyoiku League, I think, which is basically like the farm's exhibition schedule. And the farm team will be starting their full schedule, their regular season, on the 15th of March. But Sakamoto's down there getting some work, some reps in there. And then Okazaki seems to be the consensus defensive replacement at the end of games, or maybe the specialist to work with the Dominican relievers or something. So my guess is that we're going to start with Umeno and Okazaki and then have Haraguchi as like our third catcher in case we need it. That would be my guess, but you know, you never know. Right, so now as far as pitchers go, this is a little bit of a tricky situation, but we'll look at two areas, the first one being starting pitching and the other one being the Dominican trio. So with starting pitching, it looks like, you know, if we go back to last year and the guys that earned a spot in the starting rotation, we've got Messenger, Fujinami, Iwasada, and Nomi that, you know, they're going to be starters. And then Aoyagi was pretty good last year. You know, he's definitely got an inside track on a starting position, but we don't know for sure. You know, there's been no talk of Nomi moving to the relief, you know, the relief squad. So I'm guessing he'll still be a starter. So yeah, that means 4, maybe 5 positions are decided. And then after that, you know, we've got, like I said earlier, Minoru Iwata. And then we've also got Takumi Akiyama and also Yuya Yokoyama. And then Aoyagi is not, you know, 100% set. And then also Taiki Ono, you know, made some good noise during Okinawa camp, but he got lit up against the Carp, but, you know, he's probably still in the mix too. So what do I think? I personally think, I really don't know what I think. I don't know what to make I don't know what to make of this situation. I would say, of course, the first four are set. And then I would say maybe in order, my favorite ones after that would be Aoyagi, Akiyama, Iwata, Yokoyama. However, those last two are lefties and the first two are righties. And so what they might do is choose one from each of those, like one lefty and one righty, to complement Nomi and Iwasada on the left-handed side of things. We may go with three righties and three lefties. But who knows? This is something that we will talk about in more depth on another show on another day. So the other one I wanted to talk about was the Dominicans. You know, we've got three Dominican relievers, those being Marcos Mateo, Rafael Dolis, and Roman Mendez. And rules dictate that we can only have two of them up on the top squad at one time, as long as Messenger is in the rotation, which, you know, the talk is he'll be there on opening day. And, you know, Messenger has never really been one to get hurt. And so I can imagine him being on the top squad all year. There's no reason to think he wouldn't be. So that means that there will be only room for two of the Dominicans. Now, each of them have had some good outings and, you know, each of them have allowed runs during this month. So how do you decide which two of these three you keep up? I don't know. I would say, personally, Mateo still looks pretty good. I mean, he hasn't really been badly lit up, and he was the closer last year, and he hasn't done anything to have that role taken, that position taken away from him. So I would say Mateo has got his spot. And then between Dolis and Mendez, personally, I like Dolis better, and hopefully his elbow holds up. And I'd imagine that it will, or at least for a while it will, because otherwise the team would not have put up some cash to sign him. So I would say to start Mendez down on the farm. He is younger than the other two. He's less experienced in Japan. And at least for a while, give him a chance to get his feet wet there. See how he handles, you know, the grind of the season, even on the farm. And then if one of the other two Dominicans struggles or gets hurt, we've got somebody to back him up, which is not a bad plan B to have. So that's my take on the relievers. I would love to know what you all think. What are some of your thoughts? What are some of your ideas about the team and these position battles? Who would you like to see in the starting lineup? We are going to talk about the fielders in more depth, the pitchers in more depth, the starting lineup, the 28-man roster, and Central League predictions, all in upcoming episodes, hopefully all within the month of March. So be excited for that. Stay tuned for that. Thank you once again for your time and passion for the Tigers. You can find this podcast and extra news, articles, and more at www.thehanshintigers.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Just type in the four magic words, Hanshin Tigers English News. Subscribe, write a review, and share with your friends and enemies. Get all the news instantly by following us on Facebook. Just search for Hanshin Tigers English News. Follow T-Ray on Twitter, at the Hanshin Tiger. Until next time, keep cheering until Tom O'Malley gets Rocco Roshi right. Have a great week, everyone. Hanshin Tigers, it's your boy. Come on, you know that it's your boy. Hanshin Tigers.